The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of me and or my ma, and we do not mean to offend. Warning, most names have been changed, dates might be a bit off, and general facts might be a bit exaggerated. So if you're picky, this might not be for you, because the point is that it's a good story. Welcome to episode 5 of season 1 of Coffee with My Ma. We originally aired this episode on August 14th, 2018, but we are currently in the midst of recording season 2. We are bringing Coffee with My Ma back into your feeds in the lead up of the release of the new season. We'd like to take a moment and thank Canada Council for the Arts for making this possible and our sponsor, Moccasin Joe Coffee. Seriously, go check out this Indigenous-owned coffee brand. I'm currently obsessed with the Eye to Eye Roast. It's a special release by Moccasin Joe where they trade the beans with Indigenous-owned growers. Starting my day with a good cup of Joe gets me energized for my day. You can find newly released episodes on Apple Podcasts and on our website at www.coffeewithmyma.com. There, you'll also be able to find all of our links to our social media pages. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, X, and TikTok to stay up to date on newly released episodes and content. Ma and the gang take the bus to see Elvis in 1957. So the last couple episodes were a little intense and political, but hey, that's what you get when you have coffee with my ma, right? I promised that this episode was going to be a funner one. So these are a couple stories from the 1950s when ma was just a teeny weeny res teen. Disclaimer, at the top of the episode, she says it's 1955, but I looked up the performance on the interweb and it's actually 1957. Also, she says Elvis wore gold pants. He was actually wearing a gold blazer. Anyways, never mind those small deets because it's not the point, right? I will post a link on our social media that I found from CBC about Elvis's performance that night. It really was a huge event, apparently. All right, now let's hear Ma's first story for this episode. Ma and the gang bust to Ottawa to see Elvis in 1957.
He was in Ottawa.
Okay, let's go. Taking off, blast off, Elvis, go.
Oh, okay, well, Elvis was very, very popular in Ganawagi because our guys worked in New York City and they would bring back the records.
Yeah.
Because we weren't allowed to listen to it on the radio here. And
why, because he was scandalous, eh?
Yes, I don't know. I don't know what he did.
Well, because they're very Christian here.
Yes.
Catholics, right? The
yes.
French?
Yes, and then so the church said no.
Yeah.
So we used to listen to it on the radio, but it had to be late at night, you know, Wheeling, West Virginia, and we'd listen to Heartbreak Hotel and those songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Radio West Virginia?
Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they played that kind of music.
Yeah.
It was blues and Southern, you know, Southern music.
Buffalo, New York too, right? Wouldn't you get like a station out of there? No?
No, it was Wheeling, West Virginia. So anyway, we got, so then there was such an outcry over it from the young people. They wanted to hear Elvis. And so Elvis was coming to Ottawa, to the Civic Center. And they had a bus. I don't know if it was one bus or several buses to take young people there.
From Montreal?
Yeah, so me and
Not just from Ganawagi, from Montreal.
No, it was from Montreal.
Yeah.
So my sister and I...
Which one?
Estelle. I was about 15, and she was like 14. We decided we wanted to go to that. So we bought a ticket. I don't even know where we got the money. Well, we got it, and we bought a ticket, and we found our way to get on the bus, and we went to Ottawa. We got to the Civic Center, and there was police everywhere, and they heard we were coming. They were protecting the bus, because as it went through Quebec, it was being watched, because they knew we were going there.
Really?
It was to that listen scandalous? To Elvis. Yeah, we're going to go and hear Elvis. So then, when we got there, we got escorted right into the Civic Center. You know, all these young people, mostly girls, and we went in there, and we got right in the front because we had, you know, risked our lives to come and see
the reputations.
This was a big thing. It was huge.
Yeah.
So then she and I were there, and she had bad eyesight, you know, and she didn't have her glasses. And we had this this thing from
Cracker Jack.
From the Cracker Jack box. It was a little, it looked like
like binoculars?
Yeah, it was a tiny little binoculars.
Like at the opera?
And we had that with us. And then she would take it and she'd look at it. And she was short and I was tall. I said, give it to me. I said, I want to look. So waiting over those little binoculars.
That's awesome.
It was the wildest, craziest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
The screaming and the hysteria. We're just, that was the show right there.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was fantastic. He was wearing shiny gold pants. I remember that.
Gold, eh?
Gold, yeah.
This is bold.
And he was young. He was like about,
I don't know, maybe in his
early 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
55.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just had started, really.
Yeah.
But he was outrageously popular in the States, and but not in. We couldn't see him. Nobody was allowed in Quebec. Mm-hmm. It was against the church law, I guess. Anyway, so we saw this wild, wild show.
Mm-hmm.
Which I had never, you know, after that, they had a lot of those shows like that where everybody was screaming. But that was the first time, actually.
That you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Ugh, can't stand that.
What?
The mania.
The mania.
Yeah.
But I used to go with you to those
not
shows.
Not to like, boy bands where they're screaming like that.
No.
Like, crying, and you have to be, like, taken out by them, you know? Like, the Beatles fans and stuff like that.
Well, that's what the way this one was.
Yeah. I didn't...
The girls were screaming. They were crying and screaming and they were going hysterical. We weren't. We were just watching. We wanted to see it, to see the show, but we didn't see much of it. They were screaming too loud. But anyway, then we got back, and they didn't do anything to us, but a lot of these girls got expelled, especially the ones going to the Catholic schools.
Private schools and stuff like that?
Yeah, they got
really?
Expelled. Yeah, they did.
I wonder if there's any other... it'd be interesting to, when I put this episode out, if any of those ladies who were on that would, you know, tell their story.
I'll never forget him singing that Heartbreak Hotel, though. Oh, my God, that was fantastic. You know that song,
mm-hmm.
Heartbreak Hotel? Do you know?
But every single word. That was the day I was a fan as a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah, it
was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was I, remember?
Yeah.
We had a lonely street.
Remember when I wouldn't go to...
Hound Dog, my God, when they brought the record back? Hound Dog? We would just play that all everybody's house. We'd go and we'd just play it and everybody'd get together and we're all dancing.
No, I'm from Memphis.
Whoa, that was something.
Yeah.
That was a big event in my life, mm-hmm. to do that.
To go see Elvis?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you used to... because the connection with Brooklyn, everybody, all the guys would have...
Yeah.
You guys here were a little bit advanced, in a way, from like other Canadians. And
they'd be coming back with cars, you know, these big old cars with the big wings on the back there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd have... suits, like zoot suits, but white, and they'd be wearing pink shirts and
our guys
with pink socks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, they were styling, eh?
They were.
Yeah.
They
always took care of themselves.
Yeah, they did.
That's funny. And,
but they always came back and they always brought back stuff, you know?
Yeah.
For us.
What they would find there.
Yeah.
What about when you seen Johnny Cash?
Oh, that was another crazy thing. It was at the Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with a bunch of us from Ganawagi went. And Arizawe, my cousin Arizawe,
mm-hmm.
she went. She cried the whole time. She saw him. I was ready to cry, but I didn't cry. But, oh my God, he
and
was
you
fantastic.
Met him.
Yeah, we met him. He posed for pictures with us.
Yeah. There's a picture somewhere.
And where are my friends from the reserve?
He said that?
Yeah. And then he came after, you know, and he stood for pictures with us. I don't have any of those pictures.
Yeah, you have one. There's one. I know it's around.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's in that box, I think. In the
yeah.
Room.
Here's what I'm going to do. I kept that, you know, that box. I mean, that filing cabinet.
Yeah.
I decided that I was going to take all those pictures and sort
file.
Them out
oh,
and
good.
File them.
Oh, good. Okay, well,
yeah.
That's bloody smart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a picture of you and Johnny Cash. I remember it
yeah.
when I was a kid.
Yeah. I
so
love Johnny
cool,
Cash.
Though, he,
I love Johnny
he looked
Cash.
Out for, he knew that you guys were there, people from Ganawagi?
Yep. He knew we were there. And he talked about it. He mentioned it.
What year was that?
Jeez. That would be in the 50s. Or, yeah, around...
Your
the 50s.
Cousin Arizawe was crying the whole
yeah.
time?
Oh, he was so famous.
I
and
know.
So we loved him so much.
Yeah.
The songs he was singing, it was maybe in the 60s. Maybe later than that.
Maybe early 60s, huh?
Yeah. He was wonderful. He was a genius. He could get that crowd going.
Johnny Cash.
Especially the, you know, did you hear the songs? The latest ones that he did?
Yeah.
Oh, they're
played
funny.
Played at my grandfather's funeral, the last
they,
one, Hurt, yeah.
Which one?
Hurt, the
Hurt.
One he did Hurt, which is Nine Inch Nails cover that he did right before he passed away.
Yes.
Played at my grandfather's funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are nice, wonderful songs. Mm-hmm. He did songs that he didn't do while, you know.
Yeah.
Because he was being careful. But anyway, he and I saw him in an old video. I don't know what song he was singing, but he was doing the thing that Elvis did
yeah, yeah.
before Elvis did it. And Elvis actually imitated him. He was a forerunner to Elvis. We're talking about the early 50s.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I kept it. I have it here
what
somewhere.
What else did you see?
I don't know. I used to go with you all the time. I'd sit in the back. While
my
you
punk
were crazy.
Rock shows?
All those shows, yeah.
So, there you go. That's the time they saw Elvis and Johnny Cash. It's true, though, about Ganawagi having a lot of cool new duds from the US because all of our guys did and still do ironwork. You know, I know of one very nice lady back home who, side note, makes amazing meat pies, but also her sweet-as-hell ironworking husband would bring her back a George Jones record every time a new one would come out. Singles, rarities, and apparently she's got like one of the best George Jones collections. Ganawagi is its own kind of special place for many reasons, but there's a lot of things that overlap. Canada, and then the men all working in the US, and then on top of that, we're surrounded by the French. All right, now let's get into Ma and the CGIT, craziest girls in town. So the CGIT actually means Canadian Girls in Training, and it was basically Canada's answer to the Girl Guides. They had chapters all over the country, and my mother was a part of the Ganawagi chapter, along with some other hooligans, but not for long. Let's hear why.
Hey, when I was about 15, 14, whatever, young anyway, I was a teenager, and we were poor, and we belonged to this group here that was run by the United Church called CGIT, Canadian Girls in Training. We used to call it Craziest Girls in Town.
So cute.
The craziest girls in town.
Anyway, so one day, so there was some big conference or something coming up in Montreal,
And wait a minute, I'll just stop this. Okay. Anyway, so they had some big to-do coming up, and they wanted us to go there, and there must have been 10 of us that belonged to it, maybe more. But anyway, we had to raise money, mm-hmm. and by selling stuff, I don't know. It's kind of like making things and selling them around town here in Ganawage. So we made some money. And then we were supposed to give it to some charity or some people, you know, that really needed it.
And, like as if yous didn't.
And decided, you know, who needs this money more than us? He said, yeah. Anyway, so Penny says, yeah, that's right. I said, why don't we just take these girls out to Belmont Park? They've never been there. I've never been there.
What's
I like
Belmont
to go.
Park?
It's like an amusement park, but it was pretty far.
Yeah. Like La Ronde?
Yeah. So she says, okay. So anyway, so it took a while to figure out how to get there. We took all the money, and I phoned, and I got special rates for us. Because we're
a group?
A charity group. Anyway. So anyway, so we had to take the bus over from Ganawage, over the river, over to Lachine. And then from Lachine, we had to take a streetcar, and then that took us to Montreal West, I think. That's what they used to call it. And then from there, we had to get off on Sherbrooke, and we had to find this street called Jail Yard Street. And we were walking back and forth, back and forth. We could not find Jail Yard Street. And we were asking people, and they said, oh, I never heard of that. So nobody knew where that street was. And then I asked somebody, I said, we want to go to Belmont Park. Oh, well, you go over there and you take a streetcar at Girouard Street.
French. Girouard.
Girouard, yeah. So we got on the streetcar and went all the way there. And we got there. And we got in, and we had one heck of a time. We brought our own food.
At least you got there.
Yeah. Yeah. We had such a good time. Yeah. We left when it was getting dark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When everybody was leaving, we had to leave. We had such a good time. So anyway, so later on, we had to go to this meeting in Montreal. Great big meeting. And all these other CGITs.
Like,
were
not
there.
That day. I mean, like later
oh,
on.
Oh, later on, yeah. CGIT, probably around, I don't know when. But anyway, mm-hmm. It was a lot later. And we had to go and make a report about what we, money we raised and what we did with it and who we gave it to, you know. So we're all sitting there at the table. And this lady that was running this thing was called Miss Quigley. And so anyway, so the different tables would get up and they'd say, well, we raised $150 and we gave it to the poor. And somebody else would say, well, we gave it to the people in wherever, you know, sent it overseas. And mm-hmm. they all did good work, you know, nice mm-hmm. things. So we're all looking at each other. And then Miss Quigley says, and the CGIT of Ganawage, what did you do? How much money did you raise? So Penny says, well, we raised this amount of money. Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then what did you do with it? She didn't want to say, well. So I said, well, we went to Belmont Park. And you know what she said to us?
What?
She says, that's disgusting.
Oh yes. My God, what an old bitch. You guys had
you
so much
spent the money on yourselves? We said, yeah. And
Anyway, we got thrown out of the CGIT.
I wonder why.
We didn't have the right spirit.
That's so crazy. You guys are just need the charity.
We're the ones. Yeah, we should have gotten it. Yeah, well, we're there, you know, with our little white, sort of like sailor tops, you know, and all that, you know, we're sitting there. Which we got secondhand from somewhere.
I could so see you. Was it like the Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
It's like the Girl Scouts, right?
Well, you wore a navy blue skirt, and then you wore a top that was had that square collar, you know, in the back. And anyway, it was like a sailor suit kind of thing.
I can't imagine you.
And they were all so secondhand, those things, because we were so poor. We couldn't buy those things. They were expensive. So we had them secondhand. We looked poor. We were poor. But we were proud.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. How funny is that? You know, I always picture this little gang of ragtag Mohawk girls skipping around the big city in their best clothes looking for this jail yard street that didn't exist because really, it's pronounced Giroir. So cute and so funny. But also, screw that lady who called them disgusting. They were just trying to have a damn good time, right? They were the poor ones.
Hey, and that was episode 5 from season 1, Ma and the Gang Take the Bus to See Elvis in 1957. Nyawa to my mom for her stories, and to all of you fantastic people for taking the time to stop by and have some coffee with me and my ma. Ona giwahi.
Tokinigo. Carnivals. My father had taken all of us. I'm second oldest of all these kids. And they were having a pie eating contest. Mm-hmm. So everybody says, he wanted us all to try it, but I was the only one that had the nerve. I said, I'll do it, you know. So anyway, the noise went and we started eating it, and I ate a whole pie.
How long?
I don't know, but I won.
Did you?
I won the contest, yeah.
Yeah, what did you win?
Were you allowed to use
a
your
pie.
Hand?
I won a pie.
Were you allowed to use your hand? I mean...
No. I had it all over the front of my shirt, too.
Oh,
I was wearing a yellow t-shirt, and it was all covered with chocolate.
Was your dad excited?
Yeah, he was. He really thought I was a champ. That's my girl. That's my girl.
And you went home with another pie.
Yes,
I got a pie.
There, I got that one. Uh-oh.